This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Beyond the breakthrough, pancreatic cancer researchers warn real work is just beginning. Editorially reviewed by Professor Georgi, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. A recent commentary published on Stat News emphasizes that despite emerging therapeutic advances in pancreatic cancer treatment, the field faces significant structural and clinical challenges that require sustained, coordinated effort to translate laboratory successes into meaningful patient outcomes. The authors, writing from the perspective of precision oncology innovation, argue that initial drug breakthroughs represent only the first phase of a much longer translational journey. Key takeaways: new targeted therapies like daraxonrasib show promise, but patient access and clinical integration remain major obstacles. Pancreatic cancer's biological complexity demands multidisciplinary collaboration across basic research, clinical oncology, and healthcare systems. Realizing the full therapeutic potential requires solving regulatory, economic, and implementation challenges beyond drug development, the promise and the reality gap. The emergence of novel agents targeting specific pancreatic cancer mutations represents a legitimate advance in precision oncology. However, according to commentary authors writing for Stat News, translating laboratory efficacy into population-level health gains requires far more than molecular innovation. The authors note that pancreatic cancer remains one of oncology's most challenging malignancies, with historical 5-year survival rates among the lowest across all cancer types, and that new drugs alone cannot overcome decades of late-stage diagnosis and limited systemic treatment options. This observation aligns with broader evidence on the oncology drug development pipeline. According to new studies' coverage in cancer therapeutics, the gap between phase 3 trial efficacy and real-world clinical effectiveness often reflects not drug failure, but implementation barriers. Patient selection, treatment sequencing, toxicity management in diverse populations, and access. Pancreatic cancer. The implementation challenge, key barriers to translating breakthrough therapies into population benefit, patient selection and biomarker testing, 92% clinical trial enrollment barriers, 78%, drug accessibility and cost, 85%, healthcare system integration, 68%, multidisciplinary care coordination, 72%, illustrative implementation barriers, conceptual ranking based on oncology implementation literature. Georgian Medical Journal News, Building the Infrastructure for Precision Pancreatic Oncology. The Stat News commentary underscores that pancreatic cancer research requires foundational systems work alongside drug innovation. The authors argue that oncology centers must develop robust pathways for molecular profiling, ensure timely access to genomic testing, and establish mechanisms for rapid patient stratification based on emerging biomarker data. This infrastructure challenge is not unique to daraxonrasib or any single agent. It reflects a systemic need across precision oncology more broadly. According to health policy analyses in oncology implementation, healthcare systems in many regions lack standardized protocols for rapid genomic testing in pancreatic cancer cohorts. The commentary authors note that without such infrastructure, even highly effective targeted therapies risk becoming available only to patients in well-resourced academic centers, exacerbating existing disparities in cancer care access. The multidisciplinary imperative, a central thesis of the Stat News piece, is that pancreatic cancer's complexity, spanning surgical oncology, medical oncology, radiation therapy, gastroenterology, and pathology, demands genuine multidisciplinary collaboration rather than siloed specialist care. The authors emphasize that breakthrough drugs must be embedded within comprehensive treatment ecosystems that integrate surgery, systemic therapy, and supportive care based on robust clinical evidence. The commentary reflects growing recognition in oncology that drug efficacy alone, measured in controlled trial environments, often does not translate to population benefit without parallel advances in care delivery models. This principle is documented in clinical updates reporting on cancer care optimization, where multidisciplinary tumor boards and integrated care pathways have been shown to improve treatment outcomes and patient-reported quality of life. The real work for making dramatic gains against pancreatic cancer extends far beyond drug discovery. It requires building healthcare infrastructure, standardizing molecular diagnostic pathways, and integrating breakthrough therapies into multidisciplinary care models that ensure equitable access across healthcare systems. Commentary authors, Stat News, June 2026. Regulatory and economic considerations. The Stat News authors also address the regulatory and economic dimensions of bringing new pancreatic cancer agents to clinical practice. Approval pathways, pricing decisions, and reimbursement coverage determine whether new drugs reach eligible patients rapidly or languish in access gaps. The commentary notes that policymakers and regulatory agencies must anticipate these challenges and work proactively with manufacturers, clinicians, and patient advocates to design approval and access strategies that balance innovation incentives with affordability and equity. What this means for patients: access to breakthrough pancreatic cancer therapies depends not only on drug availability, but on whether your healthcare system has rapid genomic testing capabilities, experienced oncology teams, and coordinated multidisciplinary care. Seeking care at comprehensive cancer centers with established precision oncology programs may improve treatment options and outcomes. For clinicians, new targeted agents require robust molecular diagnostics, updated treatment protocols, and close collaboration across surgical, medical, and radiation oncology specialties. Participating in multidisciplinary tumor boards and staying current with emerging biomarkers and drug combinations is essential to deliver precision pancreatic cancer care. For policymakers, translating pancreatic cancer breakthroughs into population-level benefit requires health system investment in genomic testing infrastructure, training for multidisciplinary oncology teams, and regulatory reimbursement frameworks that balance innovation with equitable access across healthcare settings. Frequently asked questions: what makes pancreatic cancer so difficult to treat? Pancreatic cancer is historically one of oncology's most lethal malignancies due to late-stage diagnosis. Most patients present with advanced disease, aggressive tumor biology, limited early screening tools, and historically poor response to systemic chemotherapy. New targeted therapies address specific molecular subtypes, but they require early detection and rapid biomarker-driven treatment selection, infrastructure that many healthcare systems lack. Why is multidisciplinary care important for pancreatic cancer? Pancreatic cancer spans multiple medical specialties: surgical oncology, resection when feasible, medical oncology, systemic therapy, radiation oncology, local control, and gastroenterology, managing complications. Integrated multidisciplinary teams coordinate surgery timing, systemic treatment sequencing, and supportive care, resulting in improved survival and quality of life compared to fragmented specialist care. What barriers prevent new pancreatic cancer drugs from reaching all patients? Key barriers include limited access to rapid genomic testing required to identify patients eligible for targeted therapies, geographic disparities in cancer center availability, high drug costs and reimbursement challenges, lack of standardized clinical protocols, and insufficient training among community oncologists unfamiliar with precision pancreatic oncology approaches. The path forward for pancreatic cancer requires the oncology field to recognize that breakthrough drugs represent only one component of a larger translational and implementation challenge. As the Stat News commentary makes clear, the real work, building diagnostic infrastructure, training multidisciplinary teams, ensuring equitable access, and integrating new therapies into evidence-based care models, is only just beginning. Success will depend on sustained collaboration among researchers, clinicians, regulators, industry, and health systems, guided by a shared commitment to converting laboratory and clinical trial successes into tangible improvements in patient survival and quality of life. Source: Opinion, Stat Plus, The Real Work for Making Dramatic Gains Against Pancreatic Cancer is Just Beginning, Stat News, June 2026.